Oh, hello there. This is How to Die Alone.
Hey guys, the How to Die Alone podcast. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Stephen Henry. Across from me, you know him from everywhere. He's the man, the legend, the bear, David Wayne.
Big bear.
Yeah, yeah.
Big bear.
Yeah. Big bear.
He's mighty tough. Big bear. Big rough.
Super Trooper song? I had to call my buddies. That's the song he's like, that's your ringtone, Big Bear. I was like, all right.
That's got to be your new intro music. Whenever you go on stage.
From I don't even know who sings it.
It'll be the
we can find it. So it's not as if we don't have ways to.
It kind of works, too, because it's country and I have a southern drawl.
I want it to be Winnie the Pooh's exercise song. Up, down, touch the ground.
I want the Heffalump and Woozle song.
Exercise gets me in the mood.
That's what I listen to when I hit the elliptical.
For food.
Honey.
That's what I listen to when I'm on the elliptical is the Winnie the Pooh workout song. It gets me through, dude.
Speaking of working out.
When you do your calisthenics.
Yeah. Speaking of working out, our favorite amateur bike cop, Matt Williams.
You wait for this mustache to grow out, dude. It's going to be glorious.
Some fingerless gloves and some Oakleys.
Yeah, I'm going to have the bike helmet with that tiny visor in the front, too.
Are you going to have, like, the Spaceman bike helmet? You know what I mean?
Like a cannonball? Like,
the one that you look like the Pepsi Man in?
I want the full head helmet.
Like a dirt bike?
Like another person's head helmet?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I want a Ricky Hicken head helmet.
Ricky Hicken, is he? Oh, we got Ricky Hicken in the house.
Hello.
Yeah. If you say his name into a microphone, he shows up.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah, or the Tampa Bay comedy scene.
What?
Okay. Anytime they're like we need somebody. People always volunteer Ricky.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They volunteer him as tribute.
Yeah. We volunteer Ricky Hicken to go to Minneapolis.
It's been a sacrifice. It really has.
You hate it, don't you?
No.
Yeah. Publicly he hates it, but internally he's like, yes, they love me.
They just can't all see Ricky, like, swatting at his screen. Like, oh, come on, stop.
Yeah.
Stop it, you.
So he gets the giggles. Behind the monitor. He's like, hee-hee-hee, rubbing his hands together.
They like me. They really like me.
So, Ricky, you're wearing a Doc MJ shirt. What's Doc MJ?
It is medical marijuana. Well, it's a physicians group that help people get their medical marijuana card for the state of Florida. And I work in sales. for that, okay. I'm the middleman for the state for selling weed.
Yay! Basically. Hell yeah!
To people who have a medical need, let's be clear.
Right. Yes. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You have to have a physician's prescription pad order.
You got to have a doctor's note.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to be diagnosed with a qualifying condition.
Okay. So you can't just have a bar. It can't be just written on a bar napkin.
No. Not anymore.
Okay.
Not anymore. He just gets a prescription, says, Lord of mercy.
What do you, like, what's...
Give him all the smoke.
What's like the...
Oh, he's really sick.
What's the most lackadaisical excuse for, like, having a pre-existing condition that you can think of? Have you ever dealt with that? Like, I stubbed my toe. I need marijuana. You know what I mean? Like, something along those lines.
Well, I think all of... our patients that we assist are very important.
Well, I know
in
that.
Their medical conditions.
Okay.
I've heard.
Do you think they ever try and catch them, like, in a lie? Like they do with you when you're on, like, unemployment or workman's comp? They're like, well, you were getting a marijuana prescription for TMJ, and we saw you blowing a dude? Doesn't seem.
Like, what it's in the script, all right? Read it. The doctor said I had to suck this guy's dick first. Then I would get the marijuana.
Yeah. Madam, how do you blow a man with lockjaw? That's my question to you.
It's like, it was you. What are you talking about?
It's an undercover sting.
Yeah.
I did have...
You're my husband.
Well, because like in California, I've heard, you know, like you would just have to go to those places back before it was, you know, recreational legally. And they'd be like, oh, I have, you know. But a lot of the times, most of the comics I've heard talk about it, they're like... look, dude, we both know why we're here. Like, or why I'm here. Like, so just fucking, you know, write the goddamn prescription.
Yeah.
Here's $100 and I'm out, you know, or whatever it is. So
yeah.
Well, I'm sure you guys are way more professional than that, but I meant, like, you know, because you have to have legitimate reasoning. I'm sure Florida, like, cracks down on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I was saying, like, has there been someone that got away with something, so to say? I wouldn't say got away with it.
No, but you have to have medical documents.
I feel like they have to because of, like, OxyContin history with a way more dangerous drug like weed.
Oh, yeah, because that's a gateway
really
drug.
Really got tightened down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to make people
Oxy's
just,
not a gateway drug at all. It's just, you know, you lose a script for it and you still chase that high, so you have to go do fucking heroin
quit,
and shit.
They're
going to
quit their job and, like, get balls deep in some ragtime Pioneer, and you're never going to see them again.
Yeah.
Because they're just hitting the weeds too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I hit the weeds after I left the show in Ybor.
That's a new phrase, hitting the weeds, by the way.
I left the show at Ybor a couple of weeks ago.
Fighting
and I
in
got
the tall
pulled
grass.
Over by cops.
Yeah.
And I know my car smelled like weed.
Like the pots?
Yeah, the weeds.
Yeah.
And the cop saw my card, my medical card, and he asked if he could see it because he's never seen one. And I handed it to him. Like, I did not turn on my lights, and I rolled through a stop sign, and they gave me a warning.
Do you have a picture on your medical card?
Well, they're like, dude, he was high,
it's your DMV
so.
Photo.
Okay.
Because you have to register with the state of Florida, so they.
I was just hoping it wasn't just a name, and he's like, I'll just take this.
Yeah.
I'm Ricky Hicken.
Yeah. Yeah, then another guy's like, I'm Ricky Hicken. I'm Ricky Hicken. We are all Ricky Hicken.
Fighting over his identity so they can smoke weed.
Yeah, he's
like,
I do.
The cop gets blazed and starts like a weave distribution store on Etsy.
Ricky's the new Spartacus.
I do look high in the picture, though. It's the whole Peter Griffin.
You usually look
DUI
high.
DUI thing. Like,
right.
It's true. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's stolen from Jim Brewer, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is what? It?
Yeah. Like, Jim Brewer is like, I just look super fucked up in my DMV, so that I'm like, I just look like this.
I like get hammered drunk and then just like go in there and take your photo. So,
yeah.
Just well, credit to Mr. Brewer then, because he's a genius.
Yeah. And then Family Guy stole it.
Oh.
That's,
get hammered
but,
drunk.
Front row with an all-angel band.
That's right.
Davey.
Yeah, so your shirt has multiple. So I guess those are all the locations in Florida.
Yeah, that's what the...
I like how most of the cluster is like right around Tampa.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Tampa, Florida, or Tampa, St. Pete, Sarasota.
Newport Richey, man. We got an office in old NPR.
Are you serious?
Oh, shit.
That's where I live.
Get a new job, Davey.
Yeah. People call, they're like, I'm from Newport Rich. I'm like, you qualify. That's
you've been through some
please,
shit.
Please, we want you to stop.
PTSD is a qualifying condition.
Yeah. And they want you to stop doing those fucking, you know, prescription drugs that you get addicted to, man. I would, you know, much rather be addicted to marijuana.
That's the problem with the state of Florida is they don't do, to like, you're allowed to come to this state as a doctor with malpractice suits against you, and they don't check for that, so doctors can open up practices in Florida and, you know, open up these pain pill clinics and all that and just get
like pain management
big
pharma, quote unquote.
Yeah, they just shove it out there, man. In my office there's so many like felonies because of that, you know, getting caught with pills without a prescription. I've seen them have like half a pill or like one pill and it's like you don't have a script. I'm like, you can give this person a felony, man. That's such a dick move.
Yeah.
But it's all about money.
I will tell you, there are a lot of patients, I mean, because we have over 30,000 of them just in our doctors, like alone.
Right. Mm-hmm. In your network?
A lot of patients who have pain management, like pain pill prescribing doctors that are sending them to medical cannabis because they know it's just better. Opioids.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Because back in the 90s, like, it was illegal. Or not illegal, but like the doctors...
What?
Not illegal.
Are you talking about weed?
Like
or?
OxyContin.
Oh, Oxy, yeah.
Yeah, well, obviously marijuana.
Well, yeah,
no, but
a
like,
lot of money.
But like, a lot of doctors like didn't want to prescribe it because they all knew how highly addictive it was.
Yeah.
But then some along the lines, I guess Big Pharma was like, hey, doc, we'll give you $20,000 to your fucking practice.
Like, well, we're going to have to
push this shit.
We're going to have to show you a PSA warning video before you give you the meds and just pop in the VHS for train spotting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pops out of a toilet.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, these poor people
who
didn't even know they were being sent down this path for minor pain are now addicted to stuff. And now with, you know, tighter laws, they can't get the pain medications that they're used to.
Yeah.
Actually, this is actually a good thing for TNF. They actually talked to a bunch of people that have the pain management problems, and they can't get their their medicine because of all the new laws and shit like that that's popping up because the malpractice of these like shitty doctors.
Well, because
that's
all
the people do heroin too, man.
Yeah,
so they meth. All
like people breaking their hands so they could get more.
Yeah, I thought it was just so they could get better at the saxophone.
What?
That's why you do heroin.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's why I suck.
Yeah. You know, Sonny Rollins.
Because you haven't started playing the sax.
Coltrane.
Yet.
Yeah,
I haven't started playing the sax yet.
Yeah.
I already do the heroin. If I just started doing the sax, I'd be good.
Saxima Dave.
Yeah, Bleeding Gums Murphy over here.
Oh, Simpsons that's what killed him. Fuck it. God damn it, David. I didn't even think about that.
No. Bleeding Gums was too overweight to be a heroin addict.
That's what you think. Maybe he just always passed out into Fluff and Utter sandwiches.
When I fall asleep, I need you to just stuff these crystal burgers down my throat.
Don't worry, I'm still breathing.
Yeah. Just feed them down like I'm a Pez dispenser.
Dude, don't say it again. You're going to give me the cravings.
The crystal?
Love me some crystal, man.
Really?
Don't.
I haven't had crystals in like...
They used to be around here, didn't
There's
they?
There's a couple.
There's right? some in Tampa.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I hadn't had him in so long.
Fletcher.
Yeah, I had an encounter with a crackhead at one. It was pretty fun.
I only get the chicken there. Happened? I don't trust her.
I have to hear this. Anytime Steven talks to a crackhead, Steven encounters a crackhead.
Well, it's funny because he came up and he was like, I was the only guy in the crystal because it's a crystal.
Yeah.
And the guy.
You went inside? What are you fucking maniacal? What's wrong with
that's
you?
That's on you.
Yeah. I wanted to make it a whole thing.
He's like, yeah. He's like, oh, let's see. Oh,
this is going to be a story.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was like Adventures with Stevie at Crystals on Fletcher.
I had seen Harold Kumar, and I wanted to go to White Castle, but we don't have it. We have Crystal, which is our version of White Castle. Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't know.
Yeah.
So like rallies and checkers, same shit.
So I went in there, and I ordered like four or five sliders or something. And this guy came up in the restaurant, and it must have been like July. And he had a hoodie, and the hoodie was up over his head. I'm like, this is a good start. And he walks up to my table.
What do you mean it was up over his head?
Like, he's wearing the hoodie.
In
like,
July.
In July.
Oh, so he's wearing a hoodie.
Yeah, he's wearing a hoodie.
He had like, a hood up.
Hood up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In the restaurant.
It made it
in
sound
July.
Like he was mid-taking it off as he was approaching
you. 100% on, not 90.
Yeah, okay, he couldn't have been more hoodied.
Right. I get it.
So he comes up. And he's,
wait, this is clearly a white guy, right?
Yeah, it's a white guy.
Okay.
But like he had like all sorts of like rashes along his
scars. Yeah.
Yeah.
Track
dude,
marks.
He could have shingles. Fuck
dude,
you.
I get that too when I haven't had my crystal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get hives.
He wanted probably a different kind of crystal.
Man, you get crystal.
I just need a hit of that square burger, man. I need some sliders.
At least give me some ice. But he came up.
Get it.
Yeah. He came up and he's like, yes, excuse me, sir. I need some money for my daughter for the bus for Christmas. And I'm like, dude, what story are you going?
He's like trying to figure out what part of the time of the year it is. He's like, fuck, school's out, so she's not going to be on a bus. Shit, maybe I can go with Christmas. Fuck, it's July. So he's like trying to figure out what excuse to use that's proper.
By the time I get this story straight, it will be Christmas.
Yeah.
And I will have money.
Right.
But I legitimately told him, I'm like, I'm eating here. I don't have anything for you. I don't have money.
Like, dude, we're in the same restaurant. Do you not realize? And
it's
I came
really
inside.
Answer,
yeah.
Right. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Did it?
So he went away after that, but like he was just like, excuse me, but and then like the whole spiel. I get the weirdest.
Were you the only one in the restaurant?
Yeah, I said that at the beginning.
I know. I just wanted to double check.
Yeah, I was.
I just wanted to double check because I'm like, did he? What,
there were employees, like,
obviously, but I mean, like, no other customers or patrons.
No.
So like,
no, it was like 9:30.
He was probably walking by and was like, "There's a guy in crystals. What the fuck? Yeah. This guy's gotta be have something on him.
He must be a king."
Probably, I think it's Steven's fault because you're past unapproachable that people just assume you'll give them money to make them go away.
Yeah, I think that's honestly it.
Yeah.
That sounds like, about right.
This guy's just gonna...
I've had that problem a lot, too, where I'm just so unapproachable.
Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's probably why you get so many messages.
These people have, instead like, the confidence...
Face-to-face interaction.
The confidence to walk up to someone like that and then just be like, give me money, is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, there was a guy one time when I was in St. Pete. He was standing outside of like, a Winn-Dixie or something. He had a... He had a thing of Red Vines he was eating. He wasn't wearing shoes.
Okay.
And I remember that.
Good start.
Yeah. He was like, hey, man, I need to get to the bus station. Can you give me a lift? I'm like, dude, no, I can't have you happening. In my car.
Yeah.
And he's like, come on, man, that's fucked up. Like, what am I supposed to do? He's like, fuck you. And he's screaming at me. I'm like, dude. Yeah,
it's your fault.
Now, for sure, I'm not bringing you with me.
Yeah.
Like,
if I... Right. That's your follow-up argument, is to scream at me and call me a piece of shit?
And he was, like, shaking a red vine at me. He's like, that's some fucked up shit to do.
Whipping you with a red vine.
You're not going to help another human being just whipping the red vine?
Wow.
You almost
like
got...
a Twizzler guy wouldn't do this.
Right, yeah. They have a little more, you know, I don't know. Manners. That's where
my favorite is the homeless people in Ybor when they just like they see you smoking a cigarette and they just say cigarette.
Yeah,
like you didn't even end. You just one like word in
tree.
A question. Yeah,
street light. You just start pointing at shit. Like I can do it too. What the fuck are we doing here?
Like when you're teaching your kid words and you hold up the card with a picture of an apple,
like a flash, like flash cards.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, we were in St. Pete that one time.
Cigarette, bird, tree.
Yeah, we went to Iberian, and like me and Maddie was riding. We just pulled up, and I'm getting out of the car, and a guy rides by on a bike. He's like, hey, you got any change? I'm like, I just fucking got here. Like, I felt like I was fresh off a boat or something. And they're already down at the docks, like, hey, man, you got to vote. You got to vote Taft. And I'm like, dude, leave me the fuck alone.
I just got back from the war.
Idiot. Yeah. Taft was way after.
I know. I'm sorry. It
was. Yeah. Well, you just hear the door. You just hear the car door slam. He's like, "Good chunk, hey man."
Oh,
that's what it's always fun to
throw
watch.
A straw at him.
I love New York.
He's
homeless.
He's like, "How dare you?"
New York homeless are so refreshing from Florida homeless.
Oh yeah,
because they just lay there and they just shake the change cup at you. Like that's it. They don't approach. They don't say words. It's just
right. It's like a call.
Yeah, it's like they've given up that much.
Why? Well, I like the ones that have talents. They'll at least, like, fucking play music or dance or do something.
Yeah, well, you can't...
You mean the Clearwater ones?
Yeah.
At the pier?
Or wherever. No, because, like, in New York subways, you'll see videos. You'll see a video of a guy, like, drumming or singing, and he's fucking murdering. And I'm like, see, that guy's got talent. You know, he just didn't make it on America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
You're just a bum. A worthless, shitty bum. And David like, leans down, gets right in the face.
Yeah, I get to the other guy laying against one.
Learn an instrument.
You're just shaking change? That doesn't count as music. That guy's fucking singing. Get a talent. What's wrong with you?
David's like, you were in the war, so what? Maybe you should have been in drum corps, idiot.
Maybe you should buy a pit bull and a boa constrictor and put it in a
basket. That's Ybor. Yeah.
Be the alien keyboard guy.
Charge $5 to take a picture of his snakes.
Yeah.
Have you seen that guy, the alien keyboard guy?
Mm-mm.
Clearwater?
No.
He dresses up like in an all like gray shiny suit. I mean, he has like the glitter face paint and stuff, and he just like plays chords on like a Moog keyboard.
Moog.
Yeah, and just like he talks into like a fucking microphone that has like robot voice up. He's like
electrifying. It's like, oh my god, what is this? He's like, well, you know, I had an idea for the Blue Man, but somebody stole that from me, so now I have to do the Silver Guy,
the Gray Man.
Yeah, the Gray Man.
Gray Man.
The snake guy in Ybor, because I assume he's a tax paying citizen.
Oh, of course.
Like, how much liability insurance do you think he has for that snake?
Snake.
Well, it's a boa, so it's not gonna like it's not poisonous.
Did we?
But it's got drunk people all the time.
That's true.
Antagonizing this snake, who it has teeth.
Yeah. Did we ever?
No, boas don't have teeth.
They have teeth.
They do.
Oh, they do.
How do you think they keep the stuff in their mouth?
Yeah,
they swallow it whole.
And they're so angry they don't got a toothbrush.
Yeah, because everything goes down willingly.
It does.
Yeah. You also have to, like, grab it and then wrap around.
Oh, I guess that's true. You got to, yeah.
They don't have fangs, but they have teeth.
It doesn't make, like, a tube. And it's like, come down this tube. Come on.
It's enticing. Like, it's a fun house.
Like
just puts a tunnel of love sign over its mouth.
It's like a water slide.
Looks like a heart.
If they didn't have teeth and all they did was try to swallow things, then, yeah, they'd be the perfect pet.
Exactly. It's the teeth is what's holding you back. You just got to go to a ventriloquist. No, wait. What the fuck are they called? Veterinarians. And you got to get the teeth removed.
What? Hey, I hear you're really good with your hands.
Just get your boa constrictor to bite the curb.
Curb stomp it. Yeah, we're norting that shit.
I mean, to get its teeth removed, we don't do that here.
You're sick. Get out of here. We know what you want to do with this boa.
Next.
Get a vacuum like a normal person.
They're like, David, stop curb stomping that snake. It's like, what? It's not a black mamba. It's fine.
I got a guy in here who wants to get his dog's asshole bleached, all right? This is serious business.
Yeah, he's got Jesus in his butt fur.
That was great, man. That makes me want to believe in religion when you see I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that photo.
Dude, if I was a deity, I would do that.
David, good God. No, don't get that going.
I would just have my vision just like pop up in the most
random
like,
shit.
Yeah,
just to fuck
like,
with people.
like dog's butthole hair or just like, you know, like, I don't know, coconuts and shit like that.
You like, come on a hooker's belly and you're like, okay, Jesus. Sign received. Yeah. I will stop on her belly. I will only shoot in her mouth.
And you'll see the vision of Matt and your herpes scabs.
Yeah, you pick at it and then
standing
like,
there with the robe on and the arms
he gets
up.
The more they expand.
Yeah, that's when you know the outbreak's coming.
Matt's doing arms today.
Flakes off and I'm like giving a thumbs up.
It's gonna sound like I have corduroy on. I'm not wearing pants. Just ripping the scabs.
Oh God!
I know he did legs because it's hard to sit down.
That's how I learned about dermatomes.
Yay. Yeah, well, they have that
my Williams breakup.
Yeah,
they have that sweet toaster called the grilled cheeses.
Yeah,
and it's like it puts like Jesus's face in the bread.
Yeah,
and you make grilled cheese with it. You can buy it on Amazon.
Yeah,
do you know people?
You can turn that into 300 pieces of other bread.
What do you mean?
I don't know. He did a miracle or something, didn't
he? Oh, I got you. Yeah.
It's also great that they have that because like
two
the whole
fish. Turn around.
The whole like idolatry thing and whatnot.
Idolatry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I love Dollar Tree. Yeah. What are you talking about?
You're not supposed to.
Dollar Tree?
What?
Jesus.
What's idolatry?
Idolatry.
I don't know what that is.
Jesus and a tree?
Idol, yeah.
Idolize his image.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're supposed to worship him, but you're not supposed to do it through, like, this commercial bullshit means. Like, that's pretty not Christian.
Did it say that?
It's pretty specific.
Oh,
in the Bible, you mean?
Make money off of it. Like, if you buy a cross necklace, 100% of that profit should go to poverty or something.
Okay.
Know? Yeah, it's not supposed to go to enrich people. That's not
right.
Okay.
It's not supposed to go to K Jewelers. Right? Yeah. It's supposed to go to the people poverty in your community.
Okay, so
that's why it's kind of going against the whole thing he's preaching, is what Steven's saying.
That's why I love those prayer network things. It's like, if you send us $5,000, our congregation will pray for you.
Televangelists and shit? Yeah.
Wow.
Dude.
It's like, this is not how this is supposed to work at all.
Is that easy?
Yeah.
You ever seen televangelists? Some of those people make millions, billions of dollars.
I need to build a plane to get to heaven.
Yeah. A private.
All right, so the audio cut out. We're starting again. David, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, like, you're not supposed to idolize false prophets.
Now, you're asking Ricky some shit.
What was I?
Yeah, you're asking. Remember. So Ricky used to be a man of the
cloth. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Whoa. Not the cloth.
Used to be faithful. Used to be a believer.
Shroud of torn.
I went to college to become a pastor, and that lasted a semester and a half.
Do you just wanted the children? I'm just kidding.
How do I reach these keys?
I was Southern Baptist. I wasn't Catholic.
You wanted to throw snakes at the children?
Yeah.
Pentecostal.
I was born a snake handler. I'll die a snake handler.
So you were just in there for the Chick-fil-A then?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
that's Southern Baptist.
That's right. I got it.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A in church on Sundays. They're just not in the restaurants. That's what people don't know.
What do? They heat it up?
Man, I don't know.
They microwave it?
Yeah.
You can rent out a Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. Did you know that?
Can you rent it out for
We should do comedy shows.
No,
there.
I want to do like a debauched kink show at a fucking Chick-fil-A.
A debauched what?
Kink show. Like,
oh, debauched shit. Kink show. I was like, what's a debauched kink show?
We'll just roll in some fucking lube and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, just gloss the floor with Astroglide.
Just a whole bunch of people with leather and dildos and shit.
Just sliding around fucking on all these fucking tables. Yeah.
Any
people
flat
doing
surface.
Handstands getting cornholed in the fucking the play place.
They're like, yeah, don't go in the ball pit. All right, you do not want to go in that ball
have
pit.
A pickle juice fight.
Just dousing yourself in buckets of pickle juice and peanut oil.
Those are pretty good.
Pour
I like
some pickle juice.
So I showed
in the
you
name
guys
of Dave.
I showed you guys. We got to see. We got to see Hook suspension yesterday.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah.
How does Tropodoc feel
about that?
People look at like that scene in Rocky where he's punching it and be like, "Come on, man! Like that could be me, like, hanging on the hook.
Just keep it sterilized." But oh God.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it was fun too because they had like so they had this whole thing set up that was just basically like a giant metal grid. That they were hanging people from, like a swing set almost.
Yeah.
And
I mean, that's what it is.
And so, Ricky, are you familiar with suspension? Like human suspension?
Like in a sexual type thing?
Not so, even that. They put fucking hooks in their body and
they basically
hang.
Put meat hooks through their shoulder blades.
Like, yeah, like I'm familiar with it, but like if I see it, I turn away.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't like turn me off. It just makes me throw up.
That's how Matt Carter was about it.
Yeah.
He was just like, oh, come on, man. I can't look at this.
I'm already going to cry after sex. I don't need to cry during it.
Yeah.
It's like they just looked at like, you know, a butcher shop and was like, you know, you ever just want to be one of those meats that just roll around on the conveyor belt, you know?
But like, I've always wanted to be a rotisserie chicken.
It got crazy.
they looked like they had full-on bat wings coming out of their shoulders because it was like pulling back that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's never people my size. It's always skinny people.
No, there are some chubby girls
out
there.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Good God. Did they have to do the extra large?
It was all girls, though. There's like no guy who's like, I want stuff in my shoulders. But like, it was all girls.
I've seen guys do it.
Not there.
Oh, not there.
And it was really fun, too, because it was like, come on, guys, let's get excited. It's her second time. Like, this seems advanced for time, too.
What happened to the good old days when you just rode a mechanical bull? You know, what happened to those days?
Yeah. So, Matt changed his nickname.
Yeah. And you flash your thong, you know, that's kind of fun.
So one of the girls it was her second time, she got off and just blood all over her back.
Oh my God.
Really?
She was just bleeding.
Have people ever
everywhere.
Fallen off, like it just rips through their skin?
Not last night, thankfully.
Has that ever happened, though?
No. Well, not that I've seen. I'm sure it has.
Yeah. And it was funny because the video posted, it was at some like, they're playing like fucking Juvenile, Back That Ass Up and shit, and they're like swinging and stuff. Like, what is happening?
I didn't even send you the good one.
It was like hip hop music, and they're just in the background swinging like a goddamn park swing set.
This chubby girl done up like Harley Quinn was like, she had a guy hanging from her when she was hanging from it, swinging.
So her shirt said Fatty's Little Girl.
Fatty's Little Monster.
Or whatever it is. Yeah, it said Fatty's Little Monster.
She wasn't
It's just a joke.
She wasn't putting. She was like,
yeah, so like you could see her shoulders pull up when she was on it alone, and then when she picked him up, just like Stretch Armstrong in it.
Jesus. With like how many hooks?
What's
was
the
it?
Point of
two.
This?
It was just two?
Yeah. Well,
God.
One each shoulder.
God, that's so much worse.
What they do is they throw like a, they put like a carabiner through each shoulder.
Oh, Jesus.
What's
like,
the point of this, though? Like, is it?
It's like a fetish. People get off on it.
So she's like coming as she's swinging?
Yeah. They're painful.
Yeah, so is she like coming while she's swinging, or?
I'm sure she would after, like from the endorphin rush.
Yeah, because that's pretty much what it is. It's like it's a huge endorphin rush because you're like that shit hurts.
Yeah, I mean,
because you're bleeding now.
Yeah, it's snowboarding for Hot Topic kids. Like, that's all it is.
Grab a bar, hang there, like have a guy eat you out. You can't let go until he like you finish. Like that.
You just trap him with your legs.
Yeah, it leaves no scars unless you land on that guy wearing a Harley Quinn shirt,
just holding him
saying,
there.
Fatty's Little Monster. Like,
you don't come up for air until I bust.
Yeah,
but you never. Rudolph.
Throws his corpse to the side of the room. Useless.
Put it in the corpse pile.
Give me another man.
Bring me another one. Exactly.
That,
like a
that
damn
sounds
king.
Like an awesome game show. Like a lesbian sits on your face and you have to get her off before you suffocate.
Yeah.
It's like you're fighting against the odds.
I'm sure there's something like that in Japan.
Yeah, call it. You could call it bust or dust.
Yeah, you're either going to go to dust from being down there so long, or she's going to bust. Yeah.
It's American Gladiator.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
This is Blazer and Laser.
Wait, there's a guy that's so yeah. There's a guy that's running
that's
from
the name
like
of the episode.
American Gladiator.
There's just a guy running from like
with tennis balls being shot at him.
Yeah, while he's like launching dildos.
We got Paul on the dildo launcher. You're goddamn right.
They better run, little boy.
They got his ass open with one of those spreaders, like a speculum.
Oh, God.
Just trying to dodge the dildos from getting in.
They joust with giant dildos on the edge of it, and you got to knock them off the platform.
Oh, my God. American gladiators with sex toys. That'd be so fucking great. Like, yeah, like you said, the
jousting.
Yeah, the jousting. Just huge dildos.
Oh. Then there's that one pay-per-view match every year. It's the age undefeated.
The Donganator.
Got the Texas Tongue. Yeah, versus Dildozer.
They have like the bar they fight with, but it's just got big dicks on the side.
Yeah.
Just coated in lube and just spitting the side of the face.
Can't tell
Stop
if,
it, this
can't
is
tell
so
if
gross.
That's spit or lube, but there's a lot of stuff coming off him there. Get commentators, yeah. Yeah. I used to love American Gladiators.
Of course it'd be Joe Rogan and somebody else.
Of course.
He's got 10 seconds left. Oh, it's Trump card. He pulled out the anal beads. Didn't see that coming.
Oh, he pulls it out himself and then starts whipping him with it.
Oh, God.
God.
Dude, launches DMT into his ass.
There, David. Yeah. Huh? You know how to get me there.
Yeah,
I do. Dave is going to take you there.
He just rips the anal beads out like he's starting a lawnmower.
Like he knows the yard hasn't been mowed in a couple months. And has to use this thing. It's going to need.
Yeah, the HOA is on him. It's getting
that engine's not turning over.
Yeah, the homeowners association's like, look, your lawn's getting too long. You got
to
get out
David
there.
David knows. He's like, I've been ignoring you. She's not going to want to talk to me, so I'm just going to give her a hard crank from the beginning. Like she's mad at me, so I know it's not going to help. I'm just going to sneak up and bow.
Nitro has to put a foot on his ass and pull the beads. He's trying to get it going.
Yeah. Spit on your hands.
Stop
first.
Clenching.
Think of Nana.
Wow. American it's like getting a hook out of a fish mouth. Like it clogged on something, so you pull something else out with it. Like, this is more than just the...
Yeah. That's where my watch went.
It takes the whole spine out, like Mortal Kombat.
You gut hook it.
Yeah. Like Predator.
Gapetality.
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 You finished him. Hey, Dad!
Yes!
Toasty!
Bestiality. Wait, is that animal?
No.
Yeah.
There was a bestiality.
It was the animality.
Animality, that's right.
Yeah. No, but not
and baby,
scene.
There was a babyality.
It should be the animality.
It's like, this is, you guys are taking this the wrong way. You turned it to a baby for all the pedophiles, and then you had the animality for the bestiality crowd. It's like, well, we know our demographic.
Yeah.
Right? We know who plays these games. This is what they're into.
That's been the next one. Sonya Blade pulls off her whole outfit, and she has a dick, and then the guy dies of shock. He's like, man!
No, wait, well, that was released in Japan originally, but they had to pull that for the States because it was too aggressive. It was like a Sailor Moon episode. Wasn't it Sailor Moon they had to do that?
What?
But they had to pull the episode from being played in America because it was like too aggressive or something?
I don't know. I'm too cool for that.
Oh, get out of here. If anyone knows. Was it that or Dragon Ball? I remember you telling me it was one of them.
There was a Pokemon episode with Porygon that gave kids seizures.
That's right, the Pokemon episode. Yeah. In Japan, it was giving kids seizures, so like we better not play that in the States.
But there was a Sailor Moon episode that they didn't air in America, too. But maybe it might have been too risque. I'm like, but that's every.
Yeah.
It's hotly drawn female characters.
That was
What's
my beat
point?
Material before I caught the bus. Puberty.
Yeah, Sailor Moon?
That and Destiny's Child Say My Name video. Right before the bus every morning.
Was it what was it called? Like...
Ricky was like, man, I love these girls with no curves whatsoever. This is so hot.
Oh, they're so linear.
Hey, man, I'd beat off to them girls before they were super famous.
That's right.
Oh, the Destiny's Child chicks?
Yeah.
I think they were talking about Sailor Moon. Yeah.
Oh.
That's why they're
Ricky was just really pounding it to Luna.
Her big eyes, just all, you know.
Her tuxedo mask.
No, the Britney Spears video was always...
The one where she's in the red cat suit?
No, the original one.
The one where she was underage?
Where she was, yes. She was a schoolgirl. Well, she was like 2 years older than me, okay?
Dude.
No, when she was on Mars in the cat suit, man, that's the best video ever.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Ever.
That's toxic,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. No, it's not toxic. Toxic, she's on the plane. She's a stewardess.
That's right.
Yeah. Flight attendant, sorry.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the written Baby Hit Me One More Time where she's wearing the schoolgirl outfit. Yeah, I was like
when she was 15.
14. Yeah, but I was like 14, so no, it was okay. Yes, I was.
No, you were 18.
Get the fuck out of here.
You were 18, and it's weird.
You're 22. Shut up.
I mean, it's definitely weird. I'll give you that.
But. I didn't have nuts left to bust for that. Like, I was too busy with the Spice Girls. Like, I was.
Oh, yeah. Was gender Spice.
Yeah.
All these girls and their different personality issue names. Like, that's my thing.
It was all ginger. All ginger.
Mm-hmm. Now he's more of a cumin guy. But back then. Hey-o! Turmeric.
Comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else we got?
Ginger spice.
Huh?
So
else?
Hot.
What else we got? How the show's going?
I like garlic powder spice.
You should do a reboot. Adobo reboot. Spice.
Yeah, onion spice, garlic spice.
Adobo.
Sea salt.
Yeah, sugar in the raw.
White people don't know how to season their chicken spice.
So you got stevia. Stevia can be stevia.
Stevia.
Stevia in the raw. We'll do a male
sugar,
version.
That's not a spice.
We'll do a male version.
Sugar and spice.
And everything nice. Exactly.
And everything Steve.
I don't care what the whole thing is, but we just need honey. A stevia in the raw. Whatever the show is about, it needs to be named Stevia in the Raw. Right.
That's a second podcast he's starting. It's called Stevia in the Raw. It's just him like
sipping coffee.
Yeah. Sitting here by himself like, you know what dawned on me the other day? He just started going into like a memoir or something.
Right.
I've read this fascinating book. You might have heard of it. It's called Treasure Island.
That Tolstoy really knew what he was talking about.
Tolstoy?
I don't know. Wait, that's an author, right?
You picked the only person who couldn't even be close.
It's the only name I can think of that's an author.
You know, Little House on the Prairie, that Franz Kafka book.
He wrote Mein Kampf, right? What did he write?
God damn it.
Do you have Go, Dog, Go by Nietzsche?
Oh, yeah, that famous Socrates pass hashtag.
Green eggs and ham.
I feel like that's a trick we could play. We could get Davey picture, like, the covers of, like, green eggs and ham and shit, and then put, like, you know, like the Brothers Karamazov in the middle of it or something.
What?
Or like Anna Karenina.
Yeah.
What is that? These books all
actual toys. Tolstoy.
These books take a hard right turn somewhere in the middle.
It's supposed to be about green eggs and ham. What is this? Slaughterhouse 5. What is it?
They're hopping on pop, and then this guy's like jerking off on pork chops. I don't even know who Portnoy is. This is a weird book.
Thought there was supposed to be a whale that eat a ship.
Got it.
Moby Dick. Okay, sorry. I don't know much about books, all right? Leave me alone. You read The Scarlet Letter in high school. That's Nathaniel Hawthorne. There you go. I know that guy.
You know what's fun is if you look back at most older books, almost all of them have prostitutes in them.
Yeah, Catcher in the Eye.
Yeah.
Catcher in the Rye. Catcher in the Rye. You know?
No, but I mean, Catcher in the Rye.
Is that about bread?
Post Office by Bukowski. Fucking Cannery Row.
Scarlet Letter, yeah, she was a whore.
Johnny Got His Gun. There was like fucking 10 books I read where like there's an entire part that's in the middle that has nothing to do with the rest of the story.
But it was a town whore.
Where the character happens across a whore, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what is this for? Like,
is it kind of like Always Sunny? If it's like, the gang meets a whore.
Or
it's setting you up to like be like, yeah, I feel this is like, what happens. Maybe it's like Human Temptation they're trying to like.
I feel like it was the executive producer of like the 40s or 50s, like we have with movies now, where like, where's the romance subplot?
Yeah, so they have to like cram it in there somewhere.
Like, yeah, you got
to
put in a whore. Like, no one's going to buy this book.
Well, she was frivolous in her sexual life. She was very promiscuous, this one.
Without some fat chicken feathers getting blasted ropes in her face. Like, no one's going to buy this book.
I am now.
Exactly. That's the point. That's what Steven said. You got to put a little in there in the middle. It's like a Daniel Steele novel. Danielle Steele.
Daniel Steele.
Daniel Stern.
His porn book.
Daniel Stern. You know what I mean? I've seen his videos.
Dan Steen.
Dan Steen with the stars.
I didn't know that he wrote.
Good God. He should write books. And then people would be like, man, you have a wild imagination. He's like, imagination?
This happened to me.
What are you talking about?
He's like, you have a lot of stuff about transgendered people.
Dan's like, we just call them people. Yeah, watching Dan at the improv was a treat for me.
Same here.
Yeah.
I didn't see him.
Oh, God.
It was so good. Because there is no
The audience intro. Had no idea what to do.
So here was his intro from Jeff Ray.
He's on a watch list.
Yeah, the man before you might have thought was on a watch list, but actually the man coming
You're about
up,
to see.
You're about to see is on a government watch. Wait, no fly list.
Who went before him?
Farzan.
Is he really on a no-fly list?
Dan Steen is, yeah.
Yeah.
He's on the, like, government watch list.
He's on a watch list because, he went to Iraq and all these places and shit.
Yeah.
Well, he went to Iraq on government orders.
No. He did not work for the government. He worked for a privatized company that was working for the government.
Everybody works for the government. This podcast right now.
Yeah, it's true. You got to pay taxes on this shit.
It's true. Do you really?
Well, I mean, I'm sure they charge it in the fee we pay to have this on the website.
Yeah. I'm sure if we started making any money off of this.
Yeah, we'd have to pay. Well, if we told them that we made money off of this, we'd have to pay, I guess.
So I shouldn't mention
trying to Wesley
charge
Snipes.
A door fee.
Yeah.
To be a guest. write that down, IRS.
Right. Yeah. So Dan, Dan
we're
went
on a watch
straight
list.
Into, like, Dan's thing.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, he's only got 5 minutes, and it's kind of hard. His shit, it's kind of hard to ease into. Within 5 minutes, it would take like 20 minutes for him to ease into it for real.
Right. So it was the first 3 minutes of the five was people going like, "What the hell is going on?" Because they're like, "Is he serious or is he making this up? We can't tell." And so they're laughing, but they're just kind of like, "What?" Because I don't think he ended on it, but like he was getting laughs. But one of the things that he just kept saying was how he went to Thailand and married a chick, but it was a guy. And so he was like, "I don't know how you guys spent your honeymoon, but I saw Avatar with my new wife and her penis."
What?
So anytime he talked about his wife, he'd say, "My wife and her penis."
Yeah, when your wife wants you to suck her dick.
I mean, whose dick are you going to suck?
With no one better than your wives.
Yeah.
When they did the whole thing about accidentally winding up in a kink situation.
Yeah, with the dominatrix.
Dominatrix that... punching his balls for 30 minutes.
Yeah. Because he was like, I'm getting a prostitute. I'm going to do it for 30 minutes instead of 15. And, apparently there was a big language barrier. And he said when he came out, like, everybody was just laughing at him because they could hear it. And he said, "Oh, yeah." And then there was a phone call. Like, she was really bored. And there was a phone call. And he said, "She didn't answer a phone call. She was so bored she made a phone call as she was punching me in the balls."
Yeah, she didn't take a phone call. She made it.
Well, I mean, she had to tell somebody that she was punching a man in the balls right now. You don't just do that nilly-willy.
Or willy-nilly, whatever the expression is.
Willie Nelson.
Yeah, so, one of the best things about a Dan Steen performance is you knowing what's coming and you looking at the people that don't know what's coming.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah, watching people watch Dan Steen is the greatest thing
ever. His entire special should just be a reaction video.
Yeah, where they always show the crowd. They never show him on the stage. Yeah.
Old people react to Dan Steen.
Yeah, it's kind of like the two girls, one cup, but it would be like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The stage is dark, and then just like the whole crowd's lit up, and that's the special, and the camera's like over his shoulder.
Right.
Just facing the audience reactions, and they're like,
"This is not what I fought Nam for."
Yeah.
Freedom of speech, fuck this guy.
And so, like, Dan was pretty much like...
Say what you will about the whores in Nam, but at least there were women.
Allegedly.
It was like Tom Rhodes' joke. He was like, "The most beautiful women in the world are actually Thai men."
Pretty good.
Yeah. And so, like, Dan kind of felt bad after it because he was like, "It's pretty much the same. The comics are laughing," and then the audience is like mortified.
Yeah, but that one audience guy came up to him and was like, "Man, I thought you were funny."
Yeah, it was great.
So there was one. And I was like, "Dan, that though," because I was talking to him after. He's like,
"The audience got confused." Phew.
Yeah, well, I didn't see a set, and I asked him how it went, and he was like, "It's typical." He's like, "All the comics are laughing, but everyone else is just kind of like, what the fuck's going on?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah, but Dan," I was like, "Once you find your fans, if you really continue doing this shit," I was like, they're gonna be your fans. They're not gonna be some like fair weather, like, oh yeah, it's Dan Steen, he's all right. No, these people will be like, I fucking love this guy. Because you either have to be all in or just be like, what the fuck is this guy?
I was talking to somebody.
There's no in between.
I was like, there's two people that are going to make it out of Tampa Bay. I was like, Ron Hortman, which already has like a million views on one of his things. Dan Steen.
He's going to have a million, you know, views on his thing, but for different reasons.
Right, exactly.
Most of them are the FBI.
Yeah. Ron's on the dry comedy thing, and then Dan's is on World Star. So it's like, we're covering all avenues in Tampa comedy, all right? We got to hedge all our bets.
Fucking Ron is on Dry Bar, and Dan's on, you know, Wet Thai Boy Pussy.
.com.
Dude, we should put him on Pornhub, where he's just telling the stories about what happened.
Oh, I guarantee you people will watch that.
Yeah.
I guarantee.
Yeah. They're like, wait, they're to the end. They're like, I was hoping he'd fist his ass at the end, but he didn't do that. The comments that are flooding. I was waiting for a fist in his ass, but it never came.
No commitment to the craft.
Yeah, you got
to
watch the sequel, all right? His follow-up special.
Yeah, it never came. And somebody would probably like, but I did. And then everybody'd be like, ha, lo, 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 lo.
Yeah.
Oh, that could be what the special could be. Like, just have like a green screen in the back of the audience's reaction, like, while he does the special.
Oh, shit, that'd be good.
And then Dan comes out as the reigning champion on American Gladiator. Well,
he's like, I gotta eat her all day.
Yeah, everybody comes out with a cold sore.
He takes the aggro crag to the base.
It's a different show. I know. It's great, though. We're all blending 90s fucking competition shows.
He's taking it to the Nickelodeon guts, like, all the way down.
Legends of the Hidden Steen.
But do you have it?
That's where internet trolling and shit started. Blueberry. Like, yelling at your team, look at that fat ass, can't get up the mountain, just go!
Oh, you mean like gym clash and shit? Yeah.
No, I'm not, like, watching them try to climb the mountain from Nickelodeon, the crag, or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, or watching them try and do the three-piece puzzle on Legend of the Hidden
Steen. It's the Shrine of the Silver. It's three pieces. Base, middle, head. What the fuck? The head has a huge spike in it. Why can you not get this?
Could you imagine if kids could live stream comments like back for those like episodes? Be like, that retarded kid with the puzzle. Like, oh, I could have won.
There'd
that
be
bite.
So many fag words being thrown around.
Gay with like 89 A's. Yeah.
How short can the shorts on the blue team get?
Legends. I don't know. The purple monkeys. That girl, she's pretty cute.
Make Lindsay climb more ropes. It's like this.
Well, I'll tell you, his temple isn't so hidden anymore. He's out there. Look at him. Kid is frolicking.
He is full mast. That boy's going to have a bright future ahead of him.
Full mast.
Watch out, college, whatever he goes to. He's going to be laying through sororities with that hog.
To be honest,
they're like, whoa, what is that? This is a kid's show. These are kids commenting.
Yeah.
Just
thoughts. Yeah, we're like, this is America.
It's not creepy. It's 10-year-olds saying they want to beat to this.
Yeah, exactly. We're just feeding our demographic.
Yeah. So yeah, like
that's what
Twitch
streaming is, people just reacting and talking shit.
Yeah, so I'm just proud of Dan. He got up and did his thing, and like we're just like, Dan, maybe you need like two or three jokes, ease him into that you're kind of a weird dude, and then go.
Yeah, but how do you ease? That's what I'm saying. It'd be hard to, like, ease into that.
You can't ease into Dan Steen.
Yeah. No. Strap yourself in and feel the G's.
Feel the Steens.
I mean, there's definitely no way to get there in five minutes.
That's what I'm saying. And if he does get him, it's going to be, like, within the last minute, and then he gets the light.
The best that his ending punchline was like, and if there's one thing I know about women, they love getting their dick sucked.
That's such funny, dude. How do you not love that? You know what I mean? Like,
he was starting to bring him around by the end. I was like, God damn it, if he had just like...
That's what I'm saying, like, yeah. It's like a one-liner comic. It takes like four or five jokes before they're like, oh, this is what we're doing.
Yeah,
like,
it depends on the person, too, because, I mean, if I was in that crowd, they could bomb for 4.5 minutes, but if that last 30 seconds, all they told me was, if anything I know about women, I'm going to love them. That's a great...
But not only that, the good thing is, like, like when you see Dan Steen and he starts talking, you're like, oh, okay, this makes sense. Like if you went up there and started talking about that, people would be like, what is this pretty boy? Like, what is he talking about? Yeah. Dan goes up there, they're like, Okay, so he helps sell his material. You know what I mean by that? Yeah. He couldn't go up there like clean shaven and with a shirt that's been ironed. It has to be wrinkled. You know what I mean?
They might recognize him with his clothes off, though.
That's true.
You're telling me that Matt can't go up there and do a, I suck Thai lady boy dick.
No.
And people aren't going to believe it.
No.
Right, yeah. That kind of makes me upset.
People be like, Matt, you just suck regular dick.
Because I've got
You ain't fooling me, buddy.
I was like,
why are you trying to fancy it up for us?
Look, you're already gay. You're PC acceptable. You don't have to. You don't have to try to doll it up with this Thai ladyboy shit. We know you suck dicks. It's okay, Matt. You go on gay cruises. It happens.
Oh, thank God.
I knew it.
I'm trying to expand my demographic.
Went to the Keys, went to Fire Island.
I did a Duval crawl on my hands and knees.
Backwards.
Yeah.
The crab walk.
For dick.
You did a crab walk.
People are just throwing powder on it.
I tried to go to the Fire Fest. I ended up on Fire Island. Like, this is actually better.
Hey, why are people complaining about this? They're giving us sandwiches.
Imagine out there with those the one piece fucking unitard like Bruno.
Oh yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
It's every person's fear is finding a nude gay beach. And then realizing
everybody's
this has been
fear.
Here all the time.
This is my new thing, apparently. I didn't realize it, but I've been full mast all day walking around this beach.
Yeah. Why didn't anybody tell me? Yeah. Yeah, Dan Steen made sure he wasn't gay by banging five guys.
I mean, his opener should just be like, I live at a nudist resort, and people would be like, okay,
yeah,
we get it.
Yeah, I live in a trailer at a nudist resort.
And he does. He lives at a nudist resort. So it's like,
just be like, look, this is going to be 5 minutes of your life that things are going to get weird. Just sit back, enjoy the ride. Yeah. Like, I lived it.
A little bit of prefacing probably would have gone a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like any time I do the kink shit, it doesn't go well.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Unless people know that's what it's going to be, it's a weird set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But well, the thing is, like, I you know, comics will, like, unveil or try to, like, prepare the audience for shit. But, like, it's like, really, that's not even that bad of a joke. But to them, because of the culture, they're like, well, I'm going to get a little risque here. But if Dan did it and then he went into his stories, they're like, fuck, thank God he told us up front. I would have not seen any of that coming. But, like, when, like, a normal comic does it, it's like, dude, shut up and just do your jokes.
Well, that was the thing.
He kind of has to.
He handed me a water. It turned out it was vodka.
Listen, David, it's 2019. I find it kind of gross when any guy has sex.
That's true.
It's really appalling.
It is.
It should be banned.
Yeah, ban straight sex.
Ban male sex.
Unless they're gay.
No. That's even worse. That's two dudes.
Yeah.
Why should men get to come?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, especially
true.
Two of them at the
same time. Yeah. Gross.
I bet they make eye contact while they do it, too. Gay.
Yeah.
I think it should be an elderly couple that have been together so long they start to look like each other. That way it looks like it's gay, but it's not really gay.
It looks like they're morphing back into one person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Just one. So now it's just one
it's
lump of mashed potatoes.
Gender fluid.
Like they're trying to break the wizard's curse and go back into one body.
Wilted tree of life.
Put on the rings before we fuck. Otherwise we'll never get back.
The cock rings?
No, they...
Oh.
Anyway,
the
I
wedding
don't even
rings.
Know what the fuck
got
I'm
it.
Talking about.
Yeah, we went off the rails there for a sec. I like it. You bring up Dan Steen and all fucking chaos ensues.
Right. Well, that's what I loved about it, though. I was like, but you knew that was Dan when he got off the stage. Or you're like, I just went through a Dan Steen set.
That's what I'm saying.
I watched a comic that I'd never seen Dan Steen.
Farzan.
It was Farzan. Farzan had never seen Dan Steen do a set. I was like, ooh, boy.
You're sitting there staring at Farzan
yeah,
the whole time.
Staring
like...
at Farzan the entire time. And Farzan was watching him. Then his eyes got wide. Then he saw me looking at him. He's like, this is unbelievable.
That's about the same emotion he would show, too, because Farzan's very monotone. But
yeah.
Not monotone, but very like low-key.
Reserved.
Reserved, yeah.
Yeah, no, everybody on that on
everyone
the
did great.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, I might pay Dan just to talk to my kids.
Yeah.
Just so they know to get their shit together.
Scared Steam program.
It's Scared Steam.
Scared Steam.
Holy shit. Pro, yeah.
We should just send them to prison.
Yeah.
I'll volunteer my kids for a Scared Steam.
You guys could really do that. You'd have Steen and like Jander's kids, but like they won't be in the same room.
Yeah.
So the reverse, like Scared Straight, like the kids now want to go to prison because Dan's not in prison.
Yeah.
Like they're like, wait a minute, this guy's out on the streets? Yeah. Can you put me in here? I want to come to prison. This is scary. I'd much rather deal with that psycho over there.
The only complaint I have about the Scared Steen program is his clothes slightly start coming off while he's talking to the kids.
Yeah. But his hands aren't doing it.
It's the words, Maddie. The words.
What's this thing about the hose up the ass?
Yeah, he saw a garden hose and he was like, this might be interesting. And he shoved it up his butt and turned it on and gave himself an enema. And he's like, that was kind of cool. So he did it again. And he like squirted all over his mom's tomato plants and they grew. And she's like, these tomatoes are good.
Oh my
God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Shit, tomatoes?
Oh. It's funny, she could only make stewed tomatoes with it for some reason. I wasn't sure why. Steamed tomatoes.
Yes.
He could have his own tomato farm. Like, what's a secret? You don't want to know the secret. Just what? They know they taste amazing. Wait,
that was his opener one time.
Like, we could remake that movie, Fried Steamed Tomatoes.
There's a table.
They're not red, they're not green. They're more of a brownish hue, but they're really good.
What?
There's a table of sorority girls from UT, and that was his opener to them.
Yeah.
So a garden hose the other day. I was like, that looks fun to shove up my ass.
He's like, that's relatable, right? You go to college. You know.
That would make the best ketchup. Oh, my God.
Why would he do it in a tomato patch? Like, that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, that's where the hose would be.
I guess.
She's watering her plants.
Like, Dan talking about his, like, I know this is just devolved into us talking about Dan Steen, but Dan Steen talking about his mom with the mom accent is one of the greatest things ever. Like, sure.
About
like,
him in Massachusetts, drowning in the pool or whatever?
He was, she was teaching him how to swim in the Atlantic, like in Massachusetts, where, like, there's like just a huge riptide and stuff. Yeah, basically threw him in there, and he was like, Mom, that. There's like a dead killer whale or something like that on the shore. And she was like, Mom, I think that big fish is in trouble. And she's like, yeah, the world's full of darkness.
Life lessons with Miss Steen. What is this shit? That's how she decided to keep him. She dropped him off in the ocean with a heavy rip current. And she was like, if he makes it back, he's a keeper. And he just let him swim back to the shore.
Little Nino, it wasn't about a swimming lesson that day. It was a different life lesson he learned.
It was a different skill. How not to end up like a whale.
So, shameless plug, you can see my pokies. Now he comes out regularly, like
to
near
earn
the
his $2.
End. Yeah, we were saying it should make itself into travel books about Tampa, and they're like, and on Wednesdays,
come see the spectacle.
You may or may not get to see.
Oh my
Dan
God,
Steen.
Dude! I just came up with a $1 million fucking podcast.
Hell yeah,
Dan Steen and Randy Holton. Like the legends of Tampa Bay comedy.
Yeah,
and you just put them on and let them go.
Oh, God.
But, like, they're not talking to each other. They're just talking. And they're like,
ooh, it's just two separate comedies.
Yes, exactly. Randy's smiling the whole time and just saying his stories, and Dan's over there, whatever he's doing.
This podcast made specifically for schizophrenics.
Yeah, exactly.
The only
say
way-
something, Dan.
The only
I want a car powered by farts. Nancy, that reminds me when I was in Thailand sucking ladyboy dick that I farted. It was like, what is this?
It's move that baby.
Dude, the only way that could work is if you put John Jacobs in the middle of that.
No. It's like
that's the only way.
Like a mediator?
No, yeah. Not Jacobs. Brooks.
Clark Brooks.
Yeah.
That's a good mediator.
You have Clark Brooks in the middle.
It's just going.
he's talking to both of them, but they don't know that. He's
right.
Just kind of like.
I swear to God, John Jacobs is the only one that could handle that amount of mental stress. Because he'd be like, oh, yeah, this is great.
Well, I feel like that's why Clark would be great. Clark would be over it within a minute and a half.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All
right. John would
be like, what are we even talking about?
Eventually, I think.
Huh?
John would rip his hair out eventually that he's working so hard and growing.
Yeah.
Actually, is it he all washed, over the house?
He washes it with gasoline, by the way.
Oh, Jesus.
JK.
Petrol. All right. That's,
oh, excuse me.
A liter of petrol.
A liter of petrol.
Then he pulls out the lorry.
Yeah. Out of the boot of the car.
That's right.
Yeah.
Why would you have petrol in the boot?
Boot.
You'd have it in the bonnet.
Whatever.
That's the hood.
The bonnet's the hood?
Yeah.
Yeah, the boot's the trunk.
I thought that's where you put gas.
The bonnet of your lorry.
You put, hopefully you put gas in the gas tank, not in the trunk.
Which one's shit. The stern?
That's the left side.
Oh. I know which one the bowels are.
That's where you put a hose. If you're dance thing.
It's like, why we'd say earlier, like, why on the tomatoes? I don't think he was looking to just find a special spot. Like that was an in-the-moment
decision.
Yeah, but
have some awareness about what's happening. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I could.
Yeah, I think if you give yourself time to think about that thought,
yeah,
you might abort.
Should be a book if you give Dan Steen a hose.
He'll give you red tomatoes.
And if Dr. you get Seuss. Good tomatoes, you get E. coli.
You get to go to Thailand.
If you get E. coli, you leave Dan Steen a house.
Yeah, you eat his tomatoes, you get pink throat.
Oh, yeah, I think that should be a show. It's like Dan Steen's travel advice.
Just go to Thailand?
Dude, I can't believe that you guys, TNF, hasn't come up with like a Steen's, like,
Steen-centric program.
Yeah, or not even that, just like a 30-second, like, you know, PSA with Dan Steen, and just film it and then just throw it out there and let it go.
He's also incredibly hard to track down. The only way you can get...
That's why you got to be ready at all times. Just pull your camera phone out, you know?
That's why everyone in Tampa Bay should have $2 in their wallet to coax Dan Steen.
He's been coming out more, dude. He came to the Improv last week. He's been coming to Dunedin regularly.
Really?
There's Side Splitters is doing Wednesday open mics. Starting in June.
I'll be hosting shameless plug, June 26th. I'll be hosting that one.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do plugs.
Messing with the pokies.
Let's get there, huh? Let's do it.
Let's do plugs. Well, let's start with the guy who probably has the most. Ricky, what you got?
Ooh. Coming up?
Tonight? How about not pass plugs, Ricky? Fuck you.
I've seen people share posts of mine of shows I've already done them. I'm like, I'm not going to like this. Like,
yeah.
Well,
tonight is... It's not going to work. It's not. Splitters. That doesn't matter because this will come out till Wednesday.
Okay.
But so. I'm still happy for you.
Proud of you, big guy.
Thank you.
I'm sure it went great.
The 31st of May, Friday, I'll be at Brennan's in Holiday.
Oh, okay. I'll come out for that one.
Ah, Shalali.
You're headlining, aren't you?
Yeah.
Ooh, are you doing 45? First time doing 45?
That's,
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Be fine.
I'll be there for that, buddy.
Got Jarrett Moore and Katie Style.
Okay.
And
Mike Morris.
Mike Morris. Great room. Like, he's been running that room for
It's great.
A while
I've never
now.
Been.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've done it a few times. Sorry. Fun, though.
I've done
no,
it.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I know.
I've never done a vomit. I've also never done a vomit. Sawdust shows.
I've done two of those.
Exactly.
June 19th, I'll probably not be doing the Orlando, Florida's Funniest. I have no clue because nobody knows what's going on with that. Did y'all enter?
I didn't.
No, I'm awful.
I paid $25 for it and haven't got an email or anything. Nobody else
has.
Oh,
God.
So.
Jesus. Yeah, I
the Fire Comedy Festival.
Yeah. I saw nothing.
Suck some dick for water.
Yeah, I saw nothing of, like... detail or anything like that coming from that. I was like, this just looks bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, we're finally back after a year, and then the link doesn't work. The website's down. It's like, are you, though?
Yeah.
Are you back?
Now the website's up, and it's barely put together.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's held up by glue.
Yeah, like you click Elmer's. On the Tampa one to submit for the Tampa thing, and it takes you to a PayPal link, and it says Palm Beach. I'm like, that's not even close.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't want to put in the money.
I think just a comic probably set that up, and they're fucking with everybody, collected their buddy.
I can tell you, like the comic's name and everything it goes to. Like, they definitely, they take your money out, but like as soon as you pay for the PayPal, you don't, I didn't put an email information or anything.
You submit a video or anything?
Shit. No, I don't know how.
They're
to.
Supposed to send you an email where you send them the link to the video.
Oh, despite, somebody's doing a cash grab, boy.
Despite the fact that on PayPal, there's an option you can set to have comments where a link could be provided.
Possibly, yeah. You would think that that might be part of it. And then maybe like a little comment that says, hey, click this link, submit your video here. You know, that might be...
Sounds like a mess.
Dude,
who's got the time? You know what I mean? Who's got the time to figure that out?
To dial into your CompuServe router and set that up?
Yeah. Running on Windows 95 over here.
Oh, you got that disc too?
Yes. You got anything else, Ricky, would you say?
Oh, that's it that I know of coming up.
What do I got? I'm jumping in here. Oh, we got the live Iberian podcast, which already happened, so... Never mind. Yeah, I'm sure it went great.
Oh, yeah, we have 3 minutes of witty banter that we have to fill somehow.
Oh, well, I'm going to banter the shit out of you.
Yeah. Baby's going to fill the shit out of you.
That too, baby. I know, I made that post about filling up dates, and it worked. I got a date out of it. I was like, yeah!
Did it!
What's his name?
Tim C.
How much is he paying you?
I don't know. It depends on the door. Ooh. Come out. That's my next show. June 19th, Lion's Den in Ybor, everybody. Mm. I'm going to be in the gritty-gritty, nitty-gritty.
Oh, you can come by Pokies after that.
Okay. Is Dan Steen going
to
be there?
No, that's what they've been doing, yeah. That's right, what people that go to Lion's Den started doing.
Good. So,
so
June 19th, that's that Wednesday, Lion's Den. And then June 26th, we're doing the open mic at Side Splitters. So I'm hosting that. Come on out there as well. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
I've got I've just got the Iberian with you guys, and I think early in June, I think I'm going to have a Punta Gorda feature spot.
The Beef O'Brady's one?
Yeah.
It's a good room.
Yeah.
Huge room.
Gerlach.
He says Punta Gorda, not Parrish, just to be clear.
No, Punta Gorda's Beef O'Brady's. It's the biggest Beef O'Brady's I've ever been to in my life.
No, it's huge, but...
The people we'll in it watching?
I've already been in that room.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to talk to you now.
Anyway,
he's winking. I'm scared.
Yeah. So anyway,
this might be my last broadcast. Yeah. I love you all. I'm not suicidal.
Right,
Steven, what do you got?
Yeah.
May 30th through June 1st, I'll be hosting at Snappers.
Ooh wee. Do you know who for?
Snappers
for sushi. Got it. The sushi boat that's gonna be on the table.
The headliners.
Jesus, that thing is beautiful.
The headliners: Mike Macy. The features: Johnny Oz.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah.
The host is me.
Ew.
Yeah. No. So, can't all be winners.
It's a good lineup.
Is it?
Snap.
Yeah. Two thirds good.
Snappers. See Steven at Snappers.
I think that's all I really have for a while.
Tell some jokes.
I mean. A long, long time from now, July 27th, I'll be hosting at Lakeland Laughs for Johnny B.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You can do his radio show, too?
So if you're in Lakeland, come on out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna
Lakeland.
Be.
Ironically, no lakes there. It's weird.
I'll probably have to do a completely clean set because it's Johnny B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be fun.
It's not Johnny B. Good. It's Johnny B. All right.
That's it, everybody.
Cool. Thanks for coming, Reggie.
Matt, say bye-bye.
Thank you.
We'll get bye-bye.
All right.